Chapter 25.
The room was quiet and dark. The faint nighttime sounds of Rurook Rororo floating in through the mesh window with the cool night breeze. Staring at the curtains, Leia gripped her blaster with a sweaty hand and wondered what had awakened her. She lay there for several minutes, heart thudding in her chest, but there was nothing. No sounds, no movements. No threats that her limited Jedi senses could detect. Nothing but a creepy feeling in the back of her mind that she was no longer safe here. She took a deep breath, let it out silently as she continued to listen. It wasn't any fault of her hosts, or at least nothing she could blame them for. The city's leaders had been on incredibly tight alert the first couple of days, providing her with over a dozen Wookiee bodyguards while other volunteers combed through the city like hairy Imperial walkers, searching for the alien she'd spotted that first day here. The whole thing had been carried out with a speed, efficiency, and thoroughness that Leia had seldom seen, even in the top ranks of the Rebel Alliance. But as the days passed without anyone finding a trace of the alien, the alert had gradually softened. By the time the negative reports also began coming in from other Kashyyyk cities, the number of searchers had dwindled to a handful, and the dozen bodyguards had been reduced to three. And now even those three were gone, returning to their regular jobs and lives, leaving her with just Chewbacca, Ralra, and Salporin to watch over her. It was a classic strategy. Lying alone in the dark, with the advantage of hindsight, she could see that. Sentient beings, human and Wookiee alike, simply could not maintain a continual state of vigilance when there was no visible enemy to be vigilant toward. It was a tendency they'd had to fight hard against in the Alliance, as they'd also had to fight against the too often lethal inertia that seduced a person into staying too long in one place. She winced, memories of the near disaster on the ice world of Hoth coming back to haunt her. She and Chewbacca should have left Rurook Rororo days ago, she knew. Probably should have left Kashyyyk entirely, for that matter. The place had become too comfortable, too familiar. Her mind no longer really saw everything that went on around her, but merely saw some of it, and filled in the rest from memory. It was the kind of psychological weakness that a clever enemy could easily exploit, simply by finding a way to fit himself into her normal routine. It was time for that routine to be broken. She peered over at the bedside chrono, did a quick calculation. About an hour until dawn. There was a repulsor lift sled parked just outside. If she and Chewbacca got going now, they should be able to get the Lady Luck into space a little after sunrise. Sitting halfway up, she slid across the bed, set her blaster down on the nightstand, and picked up her comlink.